most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. Ellen Landini and Dr. Swan have both been murdered at Pine View near beautiful Lake Tahoe. And Charlie Chan, a house guest at the time of the murders, finds himself facing the most difficult problem of his career. To find the murderer of Swan is to find the murderer of Landini. And the findings to the present seem to resolve themselves to discovering who had the key to the house in which Swan was murdered. Ah Sing, the aged Chinese servant, according to the owner of the house, was in charge of that key. And we find Charlie Chan and Sheriff Don Holt in the kitchen at Pineview questioning Ah Sing.
So, Sing, key is no longer in customary place, huh? You understand seriousness of this, Ah Sing.
Oh, what's the matter, serious? Not a key get? Key all the same in plenty got hardware store.
Ah Sing, man who owns that house say that you have key. That key, Ah Sing, which was used to open house last night. House in which we find Dr. Swan murdered.
Hi, hi. You think me killing Dr. Swan? You're crazy. You all the same a very poor policeman. You not gonna find a murderer. You all the time on the pick on Ah Sing. Ah Sing and no killer nobody.
Ah Sing?
Oh, you wait a minute. Ah Sing and no finish. What you think of me killing Mr. Landini, huh? Because she send me catching blanket? Oh, maybe you think of Dr. Swan, he speak the same. Send Ah Sing for blanket.
There is a time to be humorous. There is a time to be serious. This is time to be serious.
Sure, sure, sure. Plenty other men know which key for house. Electric light men, and the telephone men, and the garage men who look after the brooch, and John Ryder.
John Ryder?
Sure, sure. John Ryder, no? Maybe Mr. Ward. Me no savvy.
That is all, Ah Sing. Thank you so much. Come, Sheriff. We shall direct our steps to the living room.
Well, nothing very definite there to tie on to Ah Sing.
That is truly said, Sheriff. No more to tie to Ah Sing, as you say, than to many others. Nevertheless?
Yes, nevertheless?
The man who would avoid suspicion should not adjust his hat under a plum tree. He is always adjusting his hat at Ah Sing. Sheriff?
Yeah?
Before we take promenade to that house where Swan was murdered, we have one line of questioning which we have not followed out to full conclusion.
Yes, Inspector, and that is?
Question of who benefits from estate left by Ellen Landini.
But how can anyone but her lawyers know that? If she was, well, in another week or two, her divorce from Romano would have been absolute. So he was probably eliminated, to use one of your own expressions.
The detective should not deal with probably. Detective should and must deal with fact. Same time, not holding facts so close to eyes as to blot out vision of detail surrounding fact. And, I perceive everyone in living room. Observe faces. Mr. Ryder reading Engineering Trade magazine. Miss Beaton smiling while reading Chinese humor of Golden Hours of Kai Lung. Hugh Beaton, much engrossed in Grove's Dictionary of Music and Musicians. Mr. Romano, staring into space across lake, thinking perhaps of his native Milan.
And not one of them has the look of a murderer.
Alas, unpremeditated murderers so seldom have looks any different from anyone else.
Inspector Chen, you ever found something?
So sorry to disappoint Mr. Romano, but we have done nothing but strike one more stroke upon the same wooden bell to which I have made previous reference here. Mr. Ryder,
Yes, Chan. What is it?
Do you know of whereabouts of key to house in which we, Sheriff and I, found Swan?
Yes, of course. Singh showed it to me one day. Said that if he should be out in the vegetable garden and the line man came from the telephone company, that I was to give him the key.
You have seen that key recently?
No, I haven't. Hangs on a hook in the pantry. Has a tag, a label tied to it.
So anyone could easily find that key in the dark?
I suppose so. What about it?
Nothing. Except that person who had that key last night is murderer of Dr. Swan.
Well, Chan, at least in the murder of Swan, you'll have to look for someone else besides me. I was plentifully surrounded by witnesses this time.
Quite so, Mr. Ryder. Oh, one little question before we, Miss Beaton, and Sheriff and I take walk.
Yes?
So sorry, Mr. Ryder, but this time, question directed to Mr. Romano.
Yes, Inspector, what is it?
You were still husband of Madame Landini, at least for 2 weeks more. As such, will you inherit any property she may have?
Alas, sir, no.
No? For what reason, Mr. Romano?
At the time a settlement was drawn up, that settlement which she so cruelly ignored, she tell me, Louis, I make a new will. I say that is to be expected since we enter into agreement about the settlement.
She told you who was to be beneficiary?
But certainly it was no secret. She said, Louis, I make the new will in favor of my future husband, Mr. Hugh Beaton.
You, Mr. Beaton, knew of this?
Yes. Yes, Ellen told me about it. Naturally, I didn't want her to do it.
Do you know whether or not that will was ever drawn up?
She told me one day that it had been drawn up. Signed, too, I suppose. I didn't ask any questions. I hated the whole idea.
You, Miss Beaton? You knew of that will? You had heard of it?
Yes, I had. But I paid no attention. It didn't matter.
Alas, things of such nature seldom do matter to principals involved. But to other persons, they present different appearance.
Explain yourself, please, Inspector.
To police called in to solve brutal killings, your being beneficiary under murdered woman's will would lead to your immediate arrest. Is that not so, Sheriff?
Pretty sure, too, yes. Although, well, I don't place any stock in it myself, and, well, I don't believe Inspector Chan does either.
Sheriff is quite correct. So, since we, both of us, are neglectful of routine duty in this case, please, is it agreed that questioning along these lines is forgotten?
Yes, Inspector Chan.
Certainly.
Mr. Ryder? Mr. Romano.
Personally, I didn't hear a thing.
I do not think Mr. Beaton killed Landini, so I agree.
Thank you, Romano.
Oh, it is not thing. We have a bond of sympathy. We both love Ellen Landini. For a time, I hate you. I despise you. I admit it. Oh, but that is gone. Fast. You will shake hands, huh?
Yes, of course, certainly.
You are ready to accompany us, Miss Beaton?
Yes, quite.
Very well. If any other would care to accompany us?
For myself, I think if Mr. Beaton feels able, I shall play piano for Mr. Beaton to sing. It is not good to get out of practice. I, Romano, always demand my pupils strict attention to hours of practice.
Oh, try it, Huey. It may help you to forget.
Perhaps. I'll see, Leslie.
Mr. Ryder?
Thanks, Chan. But I'm going for a walk with Dudley in a few minutes. He's out at the garage having Ireland do something to one of the cars.
Very good. Come, Sheriff. Miss Beaton?
Yes, ma'am.
We shall pick up coats and dress appropriately for inclement weather.
Here you are, Leslie. I'll help you on with your coat.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Got everything, Mr. Chan? I'll close this closet door. Someone's liable to bang into it.
Somewhat different this weather from your native Honolulu, Mr. Chan.
Yes. We have rain in Honolulu, too, Miss Beaton. But we do not think of it. We call it liquid sunshine. The result of that is that no one pays slightest attention to rain, except that out of respect for its ability to start without warning, we all carry Japanese paper umbrella.
Too bad that people couldn't feel the same way about other things. I mean, the idea of calling rain liquid sunshine.
Indeed, yes, Sheriff. Well, as it's said, that man's innermost satisfaction can build castles beautiful and lasting beyond the dream of any architect. Thinking so, makes it so.
Tell us something of Hawaii, Inspector.
Alas, that is beyond my powers as poet. I am good detective. Or am I good detective? I think not. If progress in this case is to be used as unit of measurement. I can, though, recall words of various visitors describing Hawaii. Favorite child of nature. Born of southern breeze, cradled in laughing seas, with lunar rainbow for christening robe and moon for godmother. But now, sterner duties await. I see we reached the house. You do not have to come upstairs unless you wish, Miss Beaton. On second thought, better the sheriff stay with you. I will go alone.
Okay, Inspector.
I do wish this thing were cleared up for your sake as well as all of us.
Taking a leaf from Chan's book, I say I don't count. You are the most important reason for wanting a quick solution.
But your reputation...
Well, Chan said something about success not being even secondary consideration. And I agree with him.
Sheriff!
Yes, Inspector?
Come, please.
Right now. What is it?
Look. On balcony. You see what?
Why, nothing.
That black hole in snow? What caused it, you think?
Well, I don't know. I haven't any idea.
I have. And I fervently hope that I'm right. Fervently hope that this is crucial blunder that every criminal makes sooner or later. I remove coat before plunging arm into hole in snow.
Ah. You found something?
Indeed, yes. Man who buries treasure in snow forgets that summer is coming. I have found revolver with which Dr. Swan was killed.
Charlie Chan's prediction that sooner or later a criminal makes that mistake which leads to his undoing is startlingly fulfilled. Who knows where this piece of evidence may lead? After your sponsor's message, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Inspector Chan, you have an appropriate translation from the Chinese for us this evening?
I think so, Mr. Wilson. I have been pondering my own remark that sooner or later, criminal makes mistake which leads to his capture. Man whose honesty motivates his actions does not fear to have walls of house removed. But dishonest man keeps house closely guarded lest one glancing through doorway see him stripped of his disguise.
Thank you, Inspector Chan, and good night.